Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
What's going on, y'all? It's your man, Nathaniel. I hope y'all doing well out there. I want to welcome you guys to episode 5. Got a special guest for you guys. Just hold on. Hope y'all doing well out there, like I said, and doing good. So let's get this show popping. Like I told you guys, I was going to have some special guests on my show, and today I want to introduce you to one of my buddies, independent artist, was born and raised in Louisiana. Always had a love for music. He's a composer and producer and a proud American. Love Jesus Christ and Almighty God. Let's welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, Mr. Damaris. How you doing, Damaris?
Hey, man. How you doing, mate?
Oh, good. Glad to have you on the show. I just want to expose you to the world. You got some good sounds, independent artists, and I think you're a great musician, and I think I want my audience to know about you.
Thank you very much, brother.
So, Damaris, when did you get involved with music?
Man, just growing up, like between 7 and 9, I really started enjoying music. But up until 11, that's when I started recording. And, you know.
11, that's young.
Yeah.
Jeez. That sounds like a child prodigy.
You know, listening to Elvis and Percy Sledge growing up around my mom, because my dad was a deaf mute, so he never even understood why I wanted to play music. So, but my mom thought it was a good idea. But between 7 and 8 is when I started, you know, having a real love for music. And around age 11 is when I started to learn how to record and connect, you know, like a jack from like Radio Shack to the back of my old UMAX Apple knockoff.
Wow. And
it went from there.
So what's that process like of you creating a song from scratch? You just sit down and start tapping on some beats or whatever, or something? You get inspired?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Yeah, man. I just hear like a session, like an orchestra or a drum set. I just hear it and then I just play it. And I mean, I can do a song sometime within like 10 minutes if I already have the song where I know exactly what I want it to sound like, the end result.
That's an interesting process. You know, everybody got different ways how they do it.
Yes, sir.
Is it the same way all the time or is it just different? It comes out to different.
No, it's different every different. Time. Yeah, I can be thinking about a song a week ago and just come out and remember it and add it in somewhere.
Wow.
It's like I'm always constantly having songs in my head, you know?
Yeah. Well, are you like me where you don't know how to read music?
No, I can't read all right. I wish I could.
Well, I think I can read it right a little bit, but I can't read music. I don't understand those notes or nothing.
Oh, yeah, me either.
I just go by what I hear. My ears tell me.
Me too, brother.
Right. That's a talent. That's a gift because most musicians, they go to school and learn all that technical and theory and all that stuff. I don't understand none of that, bro.
I know, man.
I just know what my ears hear, and my ears tell me it sounds right or it fits together, and that's what I go on my sound, my ears.
Exactly. I feel the same way, brother.
Wow. That's crazy. So I don't have no science behind my music. It's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, and you got some great stuff, man.
That's what I've been told. I like a couple of them. But yeah, you got some serious sounds too, man. So it's like, and we don't know how to read music. That's crazy. I don't know what you call people like us where we can't read music and understand the theory, but we still can create songs. What do you call that?
To me, it's just a gift from God.
Yeah, got to be. Because we're not trained musicians.
Exactly.
And actually, you know how to play. I don't know how to play nothing. I can make beats and stuff, but I use loops, and then I do some basic sounds and stuff. And like I said, long as it sounds right to me, then I just add it to it.
I got you.
But if you ask me the notes and the treble clef and all them chords and C's and all that. I don't know. Flats. And I have no clue.
Yeah, I just play by ear and let it go. As much as you can. To me, I can't even imagine starting to learn how to read and write music at this age. You know, that would just ruin everything. Because, you know what I'm saying? You already know the inside game.
Yeah.
Trying to learn it, it seemed like you would screw things up.
I guess it'd be like too much of a far out learning curve, huh? This late in the game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mostly an audio visual guy. I need to see it or hear it.
Right.
That's how I learn easier like that. Some people like to read and all that stuff. Man, reading put me to sleep.
Yeah, I'm not a big reader either.
But I like to watch videos and listen to, you know, either vocals, people talking, or, you know, sounds. That's the way I learn mostly, like videos and audio.
Yeah, man, music is something else, man.
It's magical.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So how many songs have you wrote and produced since you started, you know, like recording?
I have like 98 in the last, well, since I've put it on my YouTube, I have 98, but I have music everywhere. Like since 2012, I've written, I guess all together, maybe 200 songs, but I don't, somewhere right around there.
So over 200, yeah, that's a nice amount. I know most mainstream artists don't have over 200 songs, so. That's pretty good, I guess.
I love music so much.
Yeah. You don't do any singing or nothing, eh?
I used to, but nah, I'm giving that up. I just stick to the instrumentals.
Instrumentals? Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, my favorite actually is soundtrack music.
Oh, okay. Kind of like movie scores, soundtracks.
Yeah, it was mixed in with New Age.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to check out one of them in a few. Let's see. So the one you told me, it's called Woke. When did you write that one?
No, I mean, whatever the date is, I read so many songs. I can't remember what song has been written. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the date is, that's the day I wrote it.
Oh, okay. That was a quick one. You wrote it that day and posted it up that day.
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes I write like 3 or 4 a day.
Wow. Well, you're faster than I am.
I thank God for everything, man. Without him, wouldn't we be possible?
Right. Yeah, he gives us all some gifts and talents, and I think he expects us to use them and share them with the world. So thank God for this platform that we can get that Amen. Talent that God bless you with to spread out to his people.
Amen.
Yeah, so this is called Woke. What's behind that title?
You know, the way everything's been going, man, all the hatred and the division in the country and, well, actually the world. I just threw that together.
Okay. Woke. So let me pull it up and we're going to play it for the folks and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Damaris and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check out my music at damarismedia.net.
This is called Woke from Damaris. Thank you. Love it, love it.
Thank you, brother.
So woke. And what keyboard do you use? What's your primary instrument?
What's that? I was using a Korg Korma.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm using Impact LX61.
Yeah, what are you recording it with?
Through GarageBand. I do everything through GarageBand.
Okay, I like that. It's kind of user friendly.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So look, where could they find your music at? That was awesome. I'm sure a lot of people want that in their own personal soundtrack playlist.
Thank you, Nate. I'm at YouTube, just under Damaris, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. That's where a lot of my older music is at.
Pretty much all over the World Wide Web. And the Damaris is spelled Damris. So look up Damaris.
I'm sorry, man. My main website is DamarisMedia.net. That's where all the stores and everything's located too.
Okay, DamarisMedia.net. You guys make sure you look him up. Give him some love, show him some support. Share, and don't cost nothing to share. But go ahead and put a couple of coins on them songs, and he has a lot of beautiful music in there. Just take your time and go through his catalog and just go ahead on and purchase what you like and share the rest. We really appreciate it as independent artists for grassroots love. And we don't want to do this no manufactured way. We just want to win you with our talents and hope you appreciate the gift that God gave us to spread this this love of music.
Yeah, yep. Nathan, thank you very much for inviting me on, brother.
Oh, yeah, anytime, brother. And then we'll have you back on the show later when you get some new stuff. I know you got a lot of songs. And you guys show some love to my good friend, Damaris. Independent music artist. Anything else you want to tell the people, Damaris, about the man, Damaris, the musician?
Well, no, not really, man. If anything, I would just appreciate if people go to my YouTube, because that's where everything's located, mostly.
On YouTube?
The best place, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just Damaris, right? Damaris. Damaris. Yeah, make sure you guys subscribe and share and like his songs, because independent artists, but we have some great material. So you probably never hear it on the mainstream, so we're going to make our own stream with you guys. All right, folks, that's it for this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed Damaris. Check him out, DamarisMedia.net. Give him a plug. Tell a friend. Listen to his tunes and share it again. Right on. I'm your man, Nathaniel, on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon. Keep the faith. Do good. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.